Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at dave@villagemedia.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. In my opinion, the housing crisis in the rental market in Ontario is working exactly the way the provincial government and all local levels of government and politicians want it to work, by systematically funneling the money off the backsides of working-class families and low-income people. Low-income people continue to suffer the severe consequences of the Ontario government's misguided policies when it comes to rent hikes and evictions. Governments at all levels seem to like these rent hikes and eviction notices numerous tenants receive as they toss tenants out into the streets in Ontario, as they work and have been working well for the benefit of landlords and developers also who systematically are funneling the money away from working-class families and off the backsides of low-income people who are and continue to suffer the severe consequences. Working-class and low-income people will not have any options at all. They will continue to suffer in their lives as they have been with great clarity and precision by governments at all levels, developers and landlords. We live in a society where landlords and developers are reaping massive profits from the backsides of the working class and low-income people are continuing the status quo as it has been for many years. This is exactly what the local politicians in municipalities wanted, as this is exactly why the local municipal politicians have totally ignored requests about the rent policies I have written about, as all the local politicians want the rent increases and evictions to continue to funnel money off the backsides of the working class and low-income people who continue to suffer. Doug Abernethy, Gravenhurst.